you a,
Where's the car?
Where are you? Friday the 13th, are you a superstitious man?
Yes, I am. Are you?
Yeah, I am really superstitious. Yeah. I don't cross people on the stairs. I go, right. One magpie will make me, literally, I'll stop the car, wait to see the second one. I've invented a 5-minute rule, just to get myself sort of out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, Gareth, what are you saying about the unlucky thing today? If you get your hair cut.
If you get your hair cut, a relative will die, which is awful. But I'm trying to think there's a real name for the fear.
Well, maybe that's a good thing.
Well, that's what a lot of our listeners have said. Yeah. They're saying, how do they make shack and then sure which relative it is?
Yes, right.
Is it that they'll die within the next 5 years or 10 years?
I don't know. You're making small print. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm just trying to work this out because they can't be.
I'm not sure if there are 10 revisions.
So at the end of superstition, there's no, well, this is going to die within 5 years or 10 years.
Yeah, it's going to be
that. There's not a guarantee of death of a family member.
If I'm going to walk under a ladder today, I need terms and conditions.
Of course you do. You recently appeared as yourself in a Hollywood movie, SpongeBob SquarePants, which I took my daughter to. How much fun was that?
That was absolutely an awesome blast. You know, it was, I've been playing a lot of cameos, and they called me and they said, would you play David Hasselhoff? I said, you know, I'm really tired of playing David Hasselhoff. I wake up with him every day and he's boring. And so I said, What is it for? They said, Nickelodeon SpongeBob. I said, absolutely. I'm the hero of my kids.
But also a great cameo in Dodgeball. That must have been great working with those lads.
You know, those guys are great. You know, Ben Stiller and Vaughn. These guys that came to me and they said, we'd love you to play yourself as a German dodgeball coach. And I said, only if I can speak German. And they said, you speak German? I said, absolutely not. You know, are you crazy? But I went in and had a blast. It was fun.
Because you have had a long musical career, and you are particularly popular in Germany, aren't you?
Well, a long time. Back in 1989, I had a single called Looking for Freedom. It went number one for 8 weeks. I remember the guy on MTV. It's Hasselhoff. He's still number one. 8 weeks. Can you believe it? And it was kind of a... Being in the right place at the right time, I went over to East Germany before the wall came down. I met all these people, and I was kind of like the Knight Rider guy singing about freedom. And we played, we sold like a million singles in 2 days. No. And it went really, really
just
big.
Just lie to us, we don't
care. And so it just took off to like, you know, 8 or 9 gold or platinum records.
Just for the benefit of this man here is from Welsh, from Wales. Just tell him roughly what Knight Rider was, because I know it's going to be big on. It's coming to their screens this autumn. There.
You mean SpongeBob or Knight Rider?
No, just tell him what Knight Rider is, because he won't have seen it, because I know it hasn't been in Wales yet. But it was a car, Welsh.
No, it's a car.
Michael Knight, the shadowy figure of a man, a big black Trans Am, touring the country, looking for people to help. To save the world of the innocent, the underdogs, and of
I've
course.
I've got the picture, I think.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, and a big truck as a garage.
Big truck is a garage.
The big truck is a garage?
Yeah, it was
a garage.
It's a garage. It's car hole.
That's disgusting.
Easy. Joey, shoot.
Now, we've heard rumours that there's going to be a Baywatch movie.
We're working on the Baywatch movie. We're actually working on the Knight Rider movie, too. So, you know, it could be interesting, you know. Michael, we're at the beach. Are those things real on that girl?
Do you think as you're going to get older, you're going to really... This is going to affect you more before it's in this car?
It's already affected me already, man, you know. Come on, we had more fun with I'm doing a show about a talking car.
Yeah,
I'm running down the beach in slow motion with girls that are not... Completely anatomically correct.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I've made a living on that, so I'm happy, you know.
It was just this way this Michael voice keeps occurring to you. What happened? That's how madness starts. I didn't say David Hasselhoff here. He's just having this voice going, Michael.
Have you got the pair of red shorts yet?
No.
Come on, just put the two.
But I've got SpongeBob underwear, you know.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. SpongeBob underwear.
Yeah,
okay. Sponge in Bob's underwear.
Yeah.
Okay, can I be in the Baywatch film?
I don't really know what's going on with that. We're just in the middle of developing.
No, that's a good excuse.
I know, I don't.
It's nothing to do with me.
I will be in the Knight Rider movie, though.
You know what, that's what I'm looking for. I thought you'd be good at in the Baywatch film.
Yeah.
The dinner lady. No, I'm not kidding. They've never had a heroic canteen woman.
Yeah, that's it.
I've got no sausages. More David Hasselhoff after the news, gang.
Thank you.